Good evening. And Merry Christmas. How many of you are having difficulty with it being 61 degrees out? I have not. How many of you are loving this? I have to admit, we actually have talked about, and it might still yet happen, of sleeping out on our back porch tonight. Because when will we ever probably get the chance to do it? May never happen again. But I don't know. We talked about pitching tents, but I think it's going to be maybe rain instead of snow, and I don't want to deal with wet tents. But who would think sleeping out in a tent Christmas Eve? Sound like a good idea? Build a campfire? I saw somebody canceled their dinner and said, bring hot dogs, marshmallows, s'mores, we're having a fire outside. Sounds like a plan. What a great joy it is to welcome you this evening to our first of four Christmas Eve services here in the life of the church. This one at 5:30 is unique. There's another one in this sanctuary at 7 o'clock tonight. Or 7:30. There'll be another one at 9 o'clock up where we have Saturday night service, and then back here again at 11 o'clock. If you don't have anything else to do tonight, come join us. I will be here, but we want to thank all of the kids and the adults that have been involved in everything. And if you wouldn't mind, there's a red pad along the center aisle. If you would take a few moments and sign that so that we can have a record that you're here, and any other information that you want to give to us, that would be great. So welcome and sit back now. I'm going to turn it over to them.
We would like to start with a reading from Luke 2nd chapter, verses 5-11. Joseph went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will appear for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord." The Christmas story never grows old. It's still the greatest story ever told. Tonight we will present Jesus' birth using letters. The rhymes help us to remember the story better. So you all sit back and enjoy the rhymes he told by each girl and boy.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of Nazareth, from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary.
He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Please join me in the response in your bulletin. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
The Christmas story never grows old. It's still the greatest story ever told. Tonight we will present Jesus' birth using letters. The rhymes help us to remember the story better. So you all sit back and enjoy the rhymes told by each girl and boy.
C is for carols. Christmas is carols we sing with joy, celebrating the birthday of God's little boy. H is for hope. K Christmas is hope for the whole human race. Our hope is in Jesus who died in our place.
A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. We have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe.
R is for receiving. Christmas is receiving the gift that God gives, Jesus, His Son, so that we may live.
This is my gift from God to you. Eternal life.
I is for Emmanuel. Christmas is Emmanuel, the Son's special name that says God is with us. That is why He came. S is for shepherds. Christmas is shepherds leaving their sheep to go see God's Son in a manger asleep.
A reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen.
T is for telling. Christmas is telling people we know that Jesus the Savior was born long ago.
Tell everyone that Jesus is the reason for the season.
M is for manger. Christmas is a manger in a poor castle stall. The baby who slept there is Lord of us all. angels. Christmas is angels filling the sky, praising the Lord on earth and on high.
Christmas is special.
Don't you agree?
Don't you agree? And
for Jesus.
For Jesus.
God's Son.
God's Son.
Came.
Came.
For you and me.
For you and me.
3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life.
pray. Gracious and loving God, tonight, Christmas Eve, on the verge of the best gift that we could ever receive, the gift of the Christ child. And so with a sense of joy and celebration, O God, we give to you. These are tithes, our gifts, our offerings. We pray that they might not only make our hearts glad, but the hearts around the world as well. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Up and have a seat. I've got a few words for you tonight. I have an odd passage of Scripture, but I'll tell you in a minute why it's odd. It's actually from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 28 to 31. It's called the Parable of Two Sons. Imagine if this has ever happened in your life. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." And he answered, "I will not." But later he changed his mind and went. His father went to the second son and said the same thing, and he answered, "I will go, sir." But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? And they said to him, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." I was searching in my library for this little book that I've had for some time. It's entitled Parables for Christmas. And knowing that there were going to be a multitude of little children here this evening, some of them older kids, here's this passage of Scripture in a little different version. A certain woman had two children. And she said to one the week after Christmas, "Son, I have got to take the tree down and put up all the decorations. I can't stand this mess any longer." And he said, "No, Mom, not me. Let Sis do it." But afterwards, he softened up and began to take down the tree. And the mother came to the daughter and said the same thing. And the daughter said, "Sure, Mom, I'll help you in just a minute." But she didn't do it. Which of the two do you think did the will of their mom? The first? You're right. And you know something else? Those who we think are going to get into heaven won't necessarily get in, and those that we don't think are going to get in will. Someone once said, "It's not what you say, it's what you do that counts." Have you ever said, "Yeah, I'm going to do something," and then you don't do it? Oh, I'll bet we all have. I'll bet everyone out here could raise their hand, but... And sometimes we say, "No, we're not going to do something," and then we feel bad, and we go and do it. When God's messenger was born, some 2,000 years ago, there were key messages that went to the whole world. Oh, you've read words about the angels that were in the fields to the shepherds. And what did the angels say? "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace." It's a key word in the ministry of Jesus, peace. Peace among those whom God favors. And then he said, "I will bring you good news, a great joy for all the people." And then also they said, "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And so those are three key elements of the mission and ministry of Jesus: peace, good news, the Savior. The messenger in Jesus not only was, but he also is the message. That big announcement that came 2,000 years ago tonight. It's also a message that Jesus asks us to proclaim. Peace, good news, and the Savior. We live in a world that, well, sometimes I cringe to turn the news on. Sometimes on Sunday mornings before I'm getting ready for church, I hesitate to turn the news on before I come. Because I just wonder what has happened overnight that we need to be in prayer for. It seems that there's little good news. It seems that God's reign and God's rule is somewhere off in the distance. But the coming of Jesus tonight reminds us that God's message of peace, good news, and salvation isn't just something that's hoped for, but it's something that we can work on and something that indeed is here because the Christ child is in our midst. We live to proclaim the good news. We live to share God's peace. And we live to proclaim God's rule and reign as it is in heaven, may it also be on earth. The good news tonight is that God has spoken through the prophet of Jesus Christ and continues now to speak through every one of us. That joy, that peace, that presence that Christ calls us to take into the world and to live it every single day. All right, you've been shaking the daylights out of them, haven't you? Some of you may not have gotten them because I think maybe we ran out. But if you have one, you need to snap them. And then you can shake them. And we're going to sing together this wonderful, great song that was first sung on Christmas Eve, I'm not even sure how many years ago. This wonderful tune of Silent Night, Holy Night. And now as you go out into the world, may the presence of this Christ child rest upon you now and forevermore. And might you experience his grace, peace, and forgiveness. Amen. Good job.